Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? How about you shout for joy for yourself? Do you know, you and I are so charming, we can capture the Lord's heart. Do you know, the Lord's heart is overwhelmed by one glance of our eyes. His heart is moved. His heart beat fast and he was fascinated. Truly, he loves us so much. He loves to have the deepest interflow of love with us. Hence, he's so responsive, for he is compassionate towards us. His loving kindness to us is so wonderful. It is the flaming fire of the Lord. It is so fervent. Do you know one jewel of our likeness have captivates the Lord's heart? One jewel of likeness refers to our faith. I can say faith is the connection of our relationship with the Lord. Just like the neck is the connection of the head and the body. Don't look down to trust one more time and more, for our faith is getting more and more glorious under training and getting stronger and stronger. If you love the Lord one more time and more, then we will love the Lord more and more, to be in His likeness more and more. Hence, to have one more time in our life, to choose the Lord more and more, to worship the Lord one more time, to smile for the Lord one more time, to lift up your head, to clap your hands one more time, to shout for joy one more time, or even dance one more time. We press on towards the goal this way. Our life will be more abundant, more glorious, to be in His likeness more and closer to the Lord. Our daily living are the chance to respond to Him that we trust in Him and love Him. I hope every one of us can grab the chance to express your heart to the Lord by doing this and that one more time. Let us sing a hymn in Songs of Love, Song 138. One more time, one more time. Shall we sing it first?
Love again, trust again, let's shout for joy. Pray again, do again, give again. Hope and rejoice again with more passion. Sing and worship again. Fly down high once again. One more time, one more time, more abundance. One more time, one more time, love Him more. One more time, one more time, become glorious. One more time, one more time, be like Him. One more time, for the Lord, for the church, I will strive on. Joyfully and bravely I march on. Lift my head, I am of good courage. Trusting Him, we finish His work. Unstoppable, raise my hand, lift my head, clap hand and shout. We march on forward with joy, overflowing with hope, we sing along. We press toward the goal with gladness, long to see the Lord's face in the cloud. Hallelujah!
I hope you have time to draw near the Lord personally, or you can sing another song to worship the Lord. Let's come before Him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 8, verse 1 to 10 and verse 22 to 26. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, He called His disciples to Him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away. And His disciples answer Him, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolated place? And He answered them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people. And he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. And they came to Bethsaida. And some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, "Do not even enter the village." This miracle was very similar to the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish recorded in the 4 books of Gospel. It's so easy for us to have the impression that it has already been read and there were no new discoveries. In addition, this miracle of feeding 4,000 people compared to that of the miracles of 5 loaves and 2 fish, which could feed 5,000. This miracle was not as popular as the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Yet, we shouldn't ignore that the miracle of feeding 4,000 people is written in 2 books of Gospel. Although it was a similar miracle, it was meaningful to be written in the Bible. Why don't we take a look at how this miracle happened? How about we read chapter 8, verse 1? As I mentioned before, that Jesus left Tyre and Sidon and went to Galilee through Decapolis. Many people gathered to Jesus at this time. It is possible that the Gerasene, who was demon-possessed, has changed and received help. He traveled throughout Decapolis preaching about Jesus. Thus, some of the people gathered here who came from Decapolis were under the influence of the Gerasene. In addition, the Lord Jesus also mentioned there were people who came from afar, most likely those who followed the Lord all the way from Tyre to Sidon. Let's read verse 2 again. "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat." As we know through this verse, these groups of people gathered with Jesus in the wilderness for 3 days. The food which they bought has been consumed. When I read this sentence, "I have compassion on the crowd," I appreciate how considerate the Lord was. Not only he cares about our spiritual needs, but also our physical needs. Surely the Lord Jesus is not unrealistic. He understands well our physical needs. We cannot be satisfied in the flesh by listening to messages only. The Lord's miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish also mentioned he had compassion on the crowd. Yet, there were some differences between the compassion in these 2 miracles. For the last miracles of the Lord Jesus saw the crowd like sheep without a shepherd. But this time, the Lord Jesus had compassion on them because they had been with him for 3 days. Truly, they felt hungry and had no food to eat. Just as we have assumed, some of them came from a far way as Tyre and Sidon. The Lord Jesus had compassion on them. He worried that they would be tired and faint on the road due to hunger, and that would be dangerous. Verse 3 speaks of the care of the Lord to the people, just like the parents worrying about whether their children have enough food to eat. In verse 3 mention, "And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way." and some of them have come from far away. Surely, if they returned home with an empty stomach, it would be very exhausting along their journey. Hence, can you see the Lord's heart? He is always full of compassion. He cares for the needs of our body, soul, and spirit. Therefore, if you are full-time devoted in the church, you can be at ease, for the Lord knows your needs. He will provide your needs. If you're sick and you always feel unwell, I'd like you to tell the Lord, and He is very much concerned for your body. He is very compassionate to your body, and He will comfort you. His presence is with you, and He is very happy to make your bed. Brothers and sisters, we should enjoy the heart of the Lord to us. His presence is with us in our daily life. He also provides what we need. Not only will He solve the problem of our hunger, but He also heals the disease and pains in our bodies. He cares about our material needs and physical needs. He also takes care of our studies, work, marriage, children, and various problems. Not only the Lord Jesus knows, but also cares about everything. Truly, He is willing to help us in anything. He fed 4,000 people in this miracle, and He fed 5,000 people at the first time. Hence, these two miracles are similar. There are also many differences, and I will share with you later on. I reckon that this miracle is somewhat like a revision for the disciples. It seems what the disciples have learned before put into practice again. Thus, they had a chance to review one more time and experience one more time. It was a refreshment and new inspiration to the disciples. And when the Lord Jesus directed the crowd to sit down on the ground and gave them food, definitely the disciples would recall the first incident of 5 loaves and 2 fish. What do you think? Can anyone forget the miracle of feeding 5,000 people? As we can imagine, the disciples would be able to arrange people to sit on the ground skillfully and be able to distribute the loaves and fish to everyone in an orderly manner. I believe it went very smooth, even collecting the leftovers in the end. I suppose this training must be very effective, and I guess that it is a great help for their future service, and they're working together to build the church, to accomplish the will of the Lord. I would say the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish and the miracle of 7 loaves, being able to feed 5,000 people. In fact, it should be more than 5,000 people for sure. There were 5,000 men last time, and I believe the 4,000 people mentioned here were men. That is to say, there might be more than 10,000 people each time, which was a big project. I wonder if you know that such a big project was not easy to deal with. It really needs to work together and coordinate well, for there was such a big crowd. I think these two training sessions paved the way for the disciples to take care of so many people. That was 3,000 people who believed in the Lord in the coming days. You can imagine there was really a lot to learn to finish such a big project together. Not only the arrangement must be fair, yet the disciples must also know how to maintain order and communicate with each other. What's more is the planning and division of work. It is very important to be willing to cooperate with one another and work together. Let's look at this miracle of feeding 4,000 people. How did the Lord and His disciples go through? It was different from the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish. Shall we take a look at these differences? In my opinion, the disciples had made progress. Firstly, many people followed Jesus after seeing His miracles of healing. At the first miracle, it is written in the Gospel according to John chapter 6, verse 2. It was the disciples who took the initiative to ask Jesus how to solve the problem of eating, as it was getting dark. But this time, the crowd had been following Jesus for 3 days. the Lord had not fed them by miracle. The Lord had not fed them by miracle that day, just like the first time. And the disciples have not asked Jesus how to solve the eating problem on the first day, the second day, or even the third day. Instead, it was the Lord Jesus who took initiative to ask the disciples. You see, in verse 1, he called his disciples to him and said to them, it means that the Lord had mercy on them to give them food and didn't want them to return home in hunger. In verse 4, and his disciples answer him, how can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? Obviously, they understood what the Lord meant, that the Lord liked the crowd to be fed well before they returned home. Some people said that the disciples seems to have forgotten the wonderful miraculous experience of 5 loaves and 2 fish. I don't agree with it, for I don't think they would forget such a big miracle. If it was you, would you forget it? It's impossible. You would never forget if you were being fed. How much more if you were the one who gave the loaves and the fish? I remembered how we broke the Guinness World Record. It was so amazing for the first time. I will never forget. Yet, when we broke the Guinness World Record for the second time, truly, I had absolute confidence. The Lord is our help. We experienced the deeds of God twice, one by one. There were many things for me to learn from these big projects. I give thanks to the Lord. I believe the disciples will not forget the first miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish. 'Cause you see, the disciples did not protest to Jesus or ask back Jesus that they didn't have enough money to feed 5,000 people. I feel that the response of the disciples was quite positive. His disciples answer, how can one feed these people with bread here in this desolated place? They were of the same mind with the Lord. They all liked to get some loaves so that they could feed the people. Obviously, there was an improvement compared to last time, and the questions were where they could get the loaves. The environment this time was actually as difficult as last time, for it was in the wilderness. Yet, in my opinion, it was different than last time, for it was more difficult this time. There were less resources, and the people waiting were more hungry than before. It doesn't mean they had nothing to eat for 3 days. As you can imagine, everyone was tired after 3 days in the wilderness, and more food might also be needed. They also needed to eat more as they had to travel a long journey home. Hence, the need was even greater this time. The challenges were also greater. So what did they collect this time for the distribution to everyone? There were 7 loaves. Hey, there was more than last time. Well, it may not be the case. There was no description of the size of these loaves. It could be in ordinary size. Besides, a few more fish were especially mentioned. Just some small fish. The resources this time were really less than before. I was moved when I read it. Although there were fewer resources, yet the Lord also appreciated and blessed. In verse 6 and 7 said the Lord took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, Jesus blessed a few small fish. The Lord Jesus blessed them all, disregarding how many fish were there. The Lord used them all, no matter whatever fish were there. It's so precious that 4,000 people were fed, though the number was small. It was such a great crowd who were all returning home with full stomachs. They experienced the grace and power of God. Not only were they full physically, but their spirits were also greatly satisfied. Lastly, let us read verse 22 to 26 as well. 'Cause this miracle was written only in the Gospel according to Mark. There is no record of this miracle in other 3 books of Gospel. This passage of the Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus came to Bethsaida and healed a blind man. If I'm not wrong, The patient whom the Lord healed most was blind in the four Gospels. The four books of the Gospel recorded that the Lord Jesus healed blind people as many as 8 times. The blind in the temple is written in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 21. And when the disciples of John the Baptist asked Jesus who he was, it was mentioned that Jesus healed a number of blind people. The Lord also healed the man who was born blind in the Gospel according to John chapter 9. In addition to the blind man in Bethsaida here, 8 blind people were healed. And how many blind people have been cured? Well, I don't really know. There must be more than 8. There was 2 miracles which are recorded only in the Gospel according to Mark. There in chapter 7 that the Lord healed a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And the blind man in Bethsaida the Lord healed in this chapter. There are a few similarities between these 2 miracles. First of all, these 2 miracles all happened in Galilee. Secondly, these people in need were brought to Jesus by their friends. The Lord took them all away from the crowd and healed them. And he healed them all with saliva. Yet, in my understanding, the Lord has personal love for the blind, deaf, and mute. The needs of every individual were different, and their greatest needs is the Lord himself. It is the love between the Lord and each of us. Truly, the Lord likes to have the deepest relationship with each of us. The 4 books of the Gospel especially mention the blind. I believe one of the reasons is that we really can't rely on ourselves. We need someone to help us and bring us before the Lord, and only the Lord can open our spiritual eyes. We should never think that we can go to the Lord only until we get better, or wait until we have experienced more and understood more before we draw near to the Lord. Definitely, it is wrong. Instead, we should come before the Lord first in order to know him deeper and draw near to him closer. The more our hearts are touched by the Lord, the more our spiritual eyes can see better, and the more we see the glory of the Lord. Just like this man, when the Lord touched him the first time, he saw people looking like trees and walking. When the Lord touched him the second time, he could see everything clearly. Brothers and sisters, may our hearts be touched by the Lord again and again. He likes to open our eyes. The moment we believed in the Lord, we saw the love of the Lord. We were saved. But that's not enough. My eyes can be opened wider. We can see more clearly about things related to life and godliness. We can enjoy more of the Lord, the love of the Lord and his relationship with us. Brothers and sisters, it is very crucial for us to come before the Lord and be touched by him. Truly, we need to experience and enjoy his love again and again. This is the only way for us to be more and more glorious, and the more we are with the Lord in one mind. That's all for my sharing. Let's draw near to the Lord. That is to give the Lord some time to touch your heart and speak to you, in order to see him clearly. This is the precious moment for you and the Lord. May the Lord bless you.